ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
वन्दे गुरुन् ईशभक्तान् ईशम् ईशावतारकान् तत्प्रकाशंस्तच्छक्ति कृष्णचैतन्यसंजकम्. वन्दे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य नित्यानन्दौ सहोदितौ गौडोदयी पुष्पवन्तौ चित्रौ षण्डौ तमोनुदौ. यदद्वैतं ब्रह्मोपनिषदि तदप्यस्य तनुभा या आत्मान्तर्यामि पुरुष इति सोऽस्यांश विभवः. षट् ऐश्वर्याय पूर्णो य इह भगवान् स स्वयमयं न चेतन्यात् कृष्णजगति परतत्त्वं परमिह. अनर्पितचरीं चिरात् करणयावतीर्णकलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नतो ज्वलरसं सुभक्तिश्रियम्. हरिपुरतसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितः सदारया कन्दरे स्फुरतु वा शचीनन्दनः. राधाकृष्णप्रणयविकृतिह्लदिनी शक्तिरस्मात् एकात्माना वविभुवि पुरदेहभेदं कथाथौ. चैतन्याख्यं प्रकथम् अधुना तद्वयं चैक्यमाप्तं राधाभावद्युतिसुवलितं नौमि कृष्णस्वरूपम्. श्रीराधया प्रणयमहिमा कीदृशो वानयैव स्वाद्यो येन भूतमधुरिमा कीदृशो वा मदीयः. सौख्यं चास्य मदनुभविता कीदृशं वेति लोभात् तद्भावद्या समजनि शचि गर्भसिन्धौ हरिन्दु. सङ्कर्षणकर्णतोषायि गर्भोदशायि च पयोब्धिशायि शेषश्च यस्यं शकलासनित्या नन्धाख्य राम शरणं ममास्तु. मायातीतिव्यापि वैकुण्ठलोके पूर्णैश्वर्ये श्रीचतुर्व्यूहमध्ये रूपं यस्योद्भाति सङ्कर्षणाख्यं तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये. मायाभर्ताजन्दसङ्गाश्रयङ्ग शेते साक्षात्करणं बोधिमध्ये यस्यैकं श्रीपुमान् आदिदेवस् तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये. यस्यं शं श्रीलगर्भोदशायि यन्नाब्यजं लोकसङ्गातनालं लोकशास्तु सुतिकाधाम दातुस् तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये. यस्यं शं शं शपरात्माकिलानं पुष्टविष्णुर्भाति दुग्धाब्दिशायि श्यावनीभरता यत्कलासोऽप्यनन्तस् तं श्रीनित्यानन्दरामं प्रपद्ये. महाविष्णुर्जगत्कर्ता मायया यत्सृजत्यदा तस्यावतार एवायम् अद्वैतचर्य ईश्वरः. अद्वैतं हरिनाद्वैतात् आचार्यं भक्तिशंशनात् भक्तावतारम् ईशं तम् अद्वैतचार्यम् आश्रये. पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकम् भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं. जयतां सुरथौ पङ्गोर् मम मन्दमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वपदं भोजौ राधा मदनमोहनौ. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Nagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshtali Bi Sevya Manus Marami Srimad Rasarasaram Bhi Vamshi Vata Tatastitaha Karishan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Etina Thakur Gauriyake Karidachina Atmasad Tinera Charan Vandon Tine Murnad Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we'll read the translations together. And congratulations. I think we're the only ones in Silicon Valley who did that today so far. Maybe in North America. Together, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, his plenary portions, his energies, and the primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord known as the Supersoul is but his localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, previously they separated themselves. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karna Ocean, Karba Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karnadakshai Vishnu, lying on the Karna Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Sri Garbhadakshay Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirdakshai Vishnu is the Supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Shesha Naga is his further subpart. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is a Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is non-different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath the desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the rasa dance, stands on the shore of Vamshibata and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Glory to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Glory to Advaita Chandra. And all glory to the devotees of Sri Gaura, Lord Chaitanya. These three deities of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, have absorbed the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya. I worship their lotus feet, for they are the lords of my heart. Gaur Premanande Haribo.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.